In an update to the Charlotte City Council last night, Police Chief Rodney Monroe and City Manager Kurt Walton read from a prepared script and did not give details of the investigation.
This report has been classified, and very little, if anything, can be shared from the report beyond what has been stated tonight.
Walton says the Transportation Security Administration and the Secretary of Transportation refused to allow the report to be released because it contains sensitive security information. Earlier this month, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said the Tisdale case was an apparent breakdown in security at the Charlotte airport. CMPD detectives looked at surveillance video, examined the airport perimeter fence, and interviewed security personnel. Did they figure out how Tisdale got into the airport? Chief Monroe would only say this.
Detectives identified various locations where Mr. Tisdale may have breached airport security and gained access to the aircraft.
What they couldn't figure out, said Monroe, was how Tisdale got to the airport or why he decided to stow away in the landing gear of a plane. The incident has garnered national media attention and is the subject of multiple federal investigations and congressional hearings. But the report from Chief Monroe and City Manager Walton lasted a mere 7 minutes. Then it was time for Mayor Anthony Fox to invite follow-up questions from the council.
Are there questions from the dais on this?
There wasn't a single question. Council members have not seen the full investigation report, and because it's classified, they don't expect to see it. Mayor Fox said after the meeting he's at least encouraged by Chief Monroe's promise that the airport's electronic security system will be improved and more airport police will be hired. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.